George Burns and Gracie Allen. With the music of Felix Mills and yours truly, Harry Bonzel. And now meet the people who live in the Burns house, George and Gracie. It's morning in the Burns home. A very special morning, as George discovers when he comes down to breakfast.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Say, that's right. Another year of married life.
Have you been happy, George?
You know I have.
Is there anything you could wish for that you haven't had?
Not a thing. Of course, there's nothing like a child to make a home complete.
Oh, thank you. But I won't always be a child. I'll grow up someday.
I hope so.
Gee, anniversaries come so fast. It doesn't seem like we've been married at any time at all. I can remember every detail of our wedding day.
Me too. We were playing vaudeville in Kansas City at the time. We got married at noon and darn near missed the matinee.
Yeah. And later on, I fixed a wedding dinner just for the two of us.
Yeah, we had one of those big, thick, juicy Kansas City steaks broiled in butter.
Yeah. And then you took me on your lap and kissed me, as only you could kiss.
You remember everything, don't you?
Oh, of course, darling. That day holds the sweetest, tenderest memory of my life.
Really?
Sure. I've never had a steak like that since.
Well, let's forget Kansas City and have a little breakfast.
Oh, no breakfast today, George. I've got a little surprise for you.
What is it?
Well, to celebrate our anniversary, we're going to spend today just like we spent our wedding day. And we were too nervous to eat our breakfast that day.
Well, today I'm not so nervous. Let's eat.
Oh, you and your appetite. I thought you'd like to relive our wedding day.
Is your heart set on this idea?
Well, yes, and you ought to give in to me, George. In the past, when you wanted one thing and I wanted another, who always had their way?
You.
Well, I know, so let's not change.
Okay, sweetheart, we'll relive our wedding day.
Oh, thank you, dear. You love the memories it brings back when we finally sit down to dinner. Me in my mother's wedding dress, you in my father's tuxedo.
No, that's going too far. We can't wear those old moth-eaten rags.
Oh, of course we can. I sent them to Pierre, the French cleaner, last week, and they look like new.
Well, all right, you win, we'll wear them.
Good. Now, get your coat and let's go down to the market and buy a steak.
Are you kidding? We haven't had steak for months. I've been eating so much fish, cats follow me down the street.
Well, I know, darling. And I've been saving our red points for just this occasion.
Come in.
Hello, folks.
Well, Harry, you're just in time to congratulate us. This is our wedding anniversary.
Oh, the many happy returns. Say, how'd you ever talk her into marrying you, George?
Oh, he didn't talk me into it. I always wanted to find a man who was handsome and charming. So I married George.
Well, and did George help you look?
The Cantor influence. You'll have to excuse us, comedian. We're going to do some marketing.
Yes, we're going to have a wedding dinner just like we had the day we were married.
Oh, well, how about me furnishing the wedding cake?
Oh, that's sweet of you. But a cake is too much trouble.
Oh, no, it's no trouble at all.
Bye, Harry.
Like my my dreams, they fade and die. Oh, fortune's always hiding, very elusive. I've looked everywhere and still can't find it. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the
your hat, Gracie. Let's go.
Oh, I almost forgot. George, before we go to the market, I want to show you something.
What?
Oh, a little present I bought for a certain someone. Here, look at this.
Oh, darling, what a swell necktie.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. But you shouldn't have done it, honey.
Oh, I had to. It's the only way we'll ever get a steak out of that butcher.
Now, let's go.
Well, lucky, George. There's just one woman ahead of us at the meat counter.
Yeah, I hope that butcher will let us have steak.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Boswell. Thank you. You're the kindest, sweetest butcher in the whole world.
That's okay, Mrs. Garson. You've been a customer of mine for 10 years. You had the red points, and those three neckties didn't hurt any.
Oh, but to think you let me have two whole weenies. The skinless kind. Oh, thank you, Mr. Boswell.
All right, Mrs. Garson, get up off your knees.
Bless you, Mr. Boswell, bless you.
Now, what'll it be for you folks?
Tom, George, Tom.
We'd like a nice, big, thick, juicy...
Yeah?
Piece of halibut.
George.
I mean, we'd like a nice, big, thick, juicy piece of steak.
Steak? Don't you know there's a war on, buddy?
Oh, that's a fine thing to say to my husband. Why, George volunteered the first day. He walked into his bathboard and he said, I want to fight. I want to help America win this war. But he didn't like their proposition.
Why not?
Well, if he fights, he wants to fight on our side.
Look, I've got one steak, and I'm taking that home myself. Now, forget it.
Oh, but Mr. Boswell, this is a special occasion. I'm only asking for the steak because I've been married to Mr. Burns 10 years today.
Well, that's different. You do deserve some compensation for that. But it'll cost you 97 points.
Well, we've got them right here.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Boswell. And we won't ask another favor. Oh, boy, that steak smells good. No food all day. I'm starved. When do we eat? Gracie, I said, when do we eat?
We don't.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but I put my wedding dress on and I can't get it fastened.
Is that all? Forget it, sweetheart. I can't button my tuxedo either. So what?
So what? So we can't relive our wedding day. We're not the same people. Just look at me. Instead of being slender and gorgeous and irresistible, I'm fat and gorgeous and irresistible.
Gracie.
And you put on weight, too.
Well, that's only natural. When I got married, I settled down.
Mm-hmm. You settled in all the wrong places. It's too soon for you to be getting a middle-aged spread.
Well, if you want a skinny man, why don't you marry Frank Sinatra?
No, dear. I'd rather have too much too soon than too little too late.
But, sweetheart, I...
Well, look, we'll go on a strict diet until we get back to the figures we were married in.
But that may take weeks. What if I starve to death?
Well, it'll be for your own good.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, George. This is Harry.
Oh, yes, Harry. Did you take the wedding dress and tuxedo to Mrs. Galen, the dressmaker?
I'm there now, George. She let out Gracie's dress okay, but she had a little trouble enlarging the seat of your pants. She couldn't match the material.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. It may not be all wool, but it'll be a yard wide.
Okay, just hurry and get them back before... I'll have to hang up now. Here comes Gracie.
Oh, George. George, I've been thinking. We can lose weight even faster if we exercise while we're dieting.
Well, honey, I haven't eaten all day. I'm too weak to exercise.
Oh, come on now. Bend down and touch your toes while I count.
While you count? How about bending down and touching your toes?
Oh, all right. While you're down there, you can touch mine, too.
Okay. One, two. One, two. One,
I'll get it, dear. You keep bending up and down.
One, two. One, two. One, two. One, two.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns. My goodness, what's the matter with your husband?
Well, my husband is taking exercises. You see, we've discovered that... if married people get fat, they lose the feeling they had for one another on their wedding day.
Oh, I don't agree. My wife has gotten fat, and I still feel the same way about her.
You do?
Yes, I still despise her.
Well, I wish George and I didn't have to diet. That lovely steak we bought is certainly a temptation.
I'd be happy to remove the temptation.
Would you?
Oh, yes, I love beef. I guess it's only natural that a bull like me would be crazy about cow.
Well, you come into the kitchen with me, and I'll give you the steak.
Gladly.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one. Where are you going, Mr. Postman?
Into the kitchen. Goodbye, Mr. Burns. Remember, keep bending.
I wonder what they're up to. Oh, well. One.
Hey,
one.
George.
Oh, Harry, you brought the clothes back from the dressmaker?
Yeah, here they are.
Oh, thanks a million, Harry.
Oh, that's okay. You can do as much for me if I ever get a little stout. Well, goodbye, George.
As I was walking down the street,
down the street, down the street,
I met somebody who was mighty sweet,
mighty fair to see.
I asked her, would you like to have a talk?
Have a talk, make them talk. All the fellas standing on the wall, wishing they were me. Oh, mama, mama, let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight. Dress up tonight, I've got a secret, gonna fess up tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, while her knees keep a knocking, and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Oh, mama, mama, put the cat out tonight. I worked all day and gonna scat, and I won't be home until dawn. Gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, while her knees knocking, her toes rocking. Gonna dance with the dolly with a hole in her stocking, by the light of the silvery moon. Gonna
on a dance with a dolly. On a dance with a dolly. On a dance with a dolly with a hole in its socket. On a dance by the light of the moon.
Stop with this foolishness. Gracie!
Did you call, dear?
Yes. I just took our wedding clothes out of the closet. Look, my tuxedo coat fits me.
Oh, George. George, I'm proud of you.
Slip your dress on and see if it fits.
Oh, I can tell by just holding it up to me. Oh, this is wonderful.
I'll say. Bring on that steak.
Oh. The steak?
Yeah. Where is it?
I gave it to the postman. So we wouldn't be tempted.
Oh, no. That's a whole page out of our ration book.
Yeah. Oh, what's the difference? You never read it anyway.
Well, I'll have to go back to the butcher and try to get something else.
Well, back so soon?
Yes, Mr. Boswell. I'd like some more meat.
More meat? What are you, a man or a St. Bernard?
Mr. Boswell, I've got to have some food. I haven't eaten all day. What do you say?
Bologna.
I'll take a pound.
Burns, you disgust me, but, well, business is business. I'll sell you a roast that ought to be a perfect fit.
A perfect fit?
Yeah, a pot roast.
Gee, thanks.
The roast is done, dear. I'll put it on the table now.
At last. You see who's at the door while I go wash my face. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse.
Come in. Mrs. Byrne?
Yes.
I'm Mrs. Galen, the dressmaker. I want to return this belt from your dress.
What dress?
Why, your wedding dress. Mr. Byrne sent it over to have it let out.
Oh, he did he?
Mrs. Galen, how would you like to have a nice, big pot roast?
Why, I'd love it.
Well, take that one on the table. My husband and I are on a diet.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, George.
Yes, dear. Is everything all ready? Are we going? Where's the pot roast?
I gave it to the dressmaker.
The dressmaker? What's the big idea of... Oh. The...
Yes. Shame on you for trying to play a trick like that.
I guess I did stoop a little low.
Mm-hmm. But not as low as you're going to stoop. Start bending, brother. One, two.
One, two.
One, two.
Two.
One, two. One, two.
Food. I must have food. I'm starving.
Well, now it won't do you any good to moan, George. I want romance. And I can't get romantic about a man who has a lower chest wobble.
But, Gracie, I tell you, I'm starving to death. My poor stomach is growling.
Oh, don't be silly.
There.
No, that was the door buzzer.
Oh.
Come in.
Well, hello, folks. How's everything? Still on the diet?
I'll say we're still on it. I feel 50 years old.
Hey, I must try that. I'd like to take 10 or 20 years off my age.
I'm in no mood for jokes. Some anniversary dinner. I'm starving to death.
We'll have the dinner, dear, just as soon as our wedding clothes fit us again. We'll have a dinner just like the one we had the day we were married.
Gee, I'll bet that was a romantic affair. I can just see the two of you now. Dinner is over. You're sipping champagne. Your eyes meet. His ask a question. Yours say yes. He picks you up in his arms. He carries you into the kitchen.
Kitchen? Harry, please don't talk about dishes of food. I'm so hungry, I'm about to faint.
Oh, you poor dear. I'll go get you some lemon juice.
Lemon juice? I want something I can sink my teeth into.
All right. I'll leave in the seeds. Be back in a jiffy.
Oh, murder. If she just hadn't found those wedding clothes and sent them to the cleaners and insisted that we... Hey, I've got an idea.
Hmm?
Pierre the cleaner. Harry, can you do a French accent?
Oh, can I do a French accent? Get a load of this, George. Hedy, come with me to the Casbah.
Now, look, Harry. Here's how you can save my life.
Yeah?
Run next door and telephone Gracie. Pretend to be Pierre, the French cleaner. Tell her that you want to apologize.
Hello.
Hello. Madame Burns?
Yes.
This is Pierre, the cleaner.
Oh, yes, Pierre.
Madame, I shrink your wedding dress.
Oh, no, thanks. It's too small now.
No, no. I have already shrunk it.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean you shrank it when I sent it to you last week?
Oui, oui. And your husband's tuxedo, too.
Oh, really?
Oui. I'm so sorry, madame. But you know, c'est la guerre.
What?
C'est la guerre.
All right, la guerre. Did I say it right?
Oui. Goodbye, madame.
Goodbye. Or, as you French say, adios. Oh, George, everything's all right. We didn't gain weight.
Really?
No, the cleaner shrank our clothes.
Then we can eat?
Yes.
Oh, boy, bring on that. Well, you gave the roast to the dressmaker.
Oh, yes. Well, you have to run to the butcher's and get some more meat.
I'm too weak to run. I'll crawl. Boswell.
Are you back again, Porky?
Please.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's the sight of a man who's gorged with food.
But, Mr.
Why, you're so stuffed you can hardly talk. Why don't you just buy yourself a Knox and nibble on it?
Please, I'm starving. Give me some meat. Anything at all.
Okay. Here. You can have these calves' brains.
Oh, thank you.
But don't even. Have them injected.
George, I'm putting the calf's brains on the table.
Oh, boy. I wish we had the rest of the calf, too. See who that is, Gracie. I'll go and wash my hands. Oh, boy.
Come in.
Bonjour, madame.
Well, Pierre?
Oui, I called to pick up the cleaning.
Well, now, I don't know. I wouldn't want any more things shrunk.
Pierre never shrinks, madame.
Well, didn't you just telephone me and say you shrank my wedding dress?
Not Pierre.
Why, that little rascal.
Has Madame anything for me to clean today?
Pierre, how would you like some calves brains?
I will try. When would Madame like them back?
Oh, no. They're to eat. Here, take them.
Oh, merci, Madame. Au revoir.
Oh, so George has tried another trick on me. Well, we'll see about that.
Take it easy. Don't you know this music should be played instead of swung? make the rumba jump. Take it easy, take it easy. If you don't, I fear that our romance will hit a bump. Don't you know it's time for romance when the music's sweet? You should really try to make your heart control your feet. Take it easy, take your time.
Okay, Gracie, I'm ready to eat. Who was that at the door?
Pierre, the cleaner.
Good. Now let's have a nice big dish of kit.
Pierre, the cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
He, just picked up some clothes, huh? I guess he didn't. Well, look, it was all in fun, honey. Let's eat. Now, look here. We're not going back on that diet, or my name isn't George Burns. Call me Louis.
George and Gracie will be back in a minute.
Somebody loves me. Can be somebody loves me. I wish I knew who can he be. Where is me? For every girl who passes me, I shout, hey, maybe. Meant to be my loving baby. Somebody loves me. I wonder who. Maybe it's you.
Somebody loves me.
Here are George and Gracie.
Gracie, I don't think our figures have changed so much since our wedding day.
Oh, yes, they have. We were a handsome couple then. Just listen to this newspaper description of our wedding. I got it out of the scrapbook.
What does it say?
The bride was beautiful in a dress of sky blue crepe, and the best man was handsome in a Prince Albert and striped trousers. The groom was George Burns.
Nice write-up.
Yeah, and we... Oh, George!
What?
Well, this dress I've been trying to get into. It isn't sky blue crepe. Well, this isn't my wedding dress.
Huh?
Well, no wonder it wouldn't fit. This is the dress I wore when I graduated from junior high school.
Good night, George.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.